Why is it important? It is important because this illustrates the correct timeline and timing of these events. Not the day nor the hour, because no one knows the exact day or hour, not even Jesus, but the Father alone knows. But this does give us an accurate description of the fig tree. As soon as its branch has become tender and sprouts its leaves, you know that summer is near. Matthew 24 verse 32. It is important because we must be mentally, physically and spiritually of and ready for the things that are upon us so we do not faint or fall away. It is important because the context, the uses and meanings of these various words which refer to tribulation affect our attitudes and our motivation for getting and staying ready for His return. They also affect our view of the timing of the coming tribulation and the great tribulation. Why does it matter? Why does it matter when the tribulation starts or when Christians are to be raptured into the heavens? It matters because being ready for His return is proof of true Christianity, and only a true believer in Christ will be guaranteed to join Christ at the sound of His great trumpet call and escape the great and terrible day of the Lord. It matters because being ready requires believing and doing what He has instructed us to do in preparation for His return. It matters because He has warned that many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in Your name, and in Your name cast out demons, and in Your name perform many miracles?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." It matters because many Christians are sitting idly waiting for an event that has already begun, and they are not doing what He told them to do and therefore are in grave danger. It matters because some of our family, friends and neighbors are completely unaware or just don't believe that Christ will return and God's final judgments will sentence them to outer darkness. It matters because as Christians, our faith, our convictions and our behaviors are speaking louder than our words, and if we truly believe these things are coming to pass, we need to be getting ready. Finally, there is our two huge misconceptions or misunderstanding and in some churches, a false teaching that, number one, the rapture will occur before the appearing of the Antichrist. However, 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 1-8 clearly says, "Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, regarding the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, that you not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit, or a message, or a letter as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. No one is to deceive you in any way. For it, the day of the Lord, will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God." And, number two, the second big misconception is that the mark of the beast will be given and this will occur prior to the rapture, when at that time no one will be able to buy or sell without that mark. However, Revelation 3 verses 16-17 says, "He will cause all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and He provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell, except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name." Therefore, the Antichrist gives his mark after the seal judgments, after the rapture, and just after the sixth tribulation trumpet judgment and at the blowing of seventh trumpet judgment, which is the midpoint of the Great Tribulation, which is after 3.5 years of the final 7 years of the Great Tribulation period. I mention these two misconceptions because they are included in the chronology of the last days. Coming next, confirm scriptures with scriptures regarding the last days by correlating and comparing the tribulation seals from Matthew chapter 24 with the book of the Revelation chapters 6, 7 and 8. Jesus, in the book of Matthew, gives a present view looking to the future. Jesus, in the book of the Revelation, gives a panorama of a continuous past, present and future. Your brother and friend, Mike Young. Please bookmark this page or subscribe and watch for the next episode of These Last Days, Hidden Facts Found in Plain Sight.